Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. And the other day, we visited Everyman Theater's High School Summer Acting Intensive. It's a very powerful and unique program in a city and state with a dearth of creative artistic opportunities for our young people. And as we walked through the door, director Lise Bernal was giving notes to acting student Julia Snooze in her role as Hermia from Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream that they'll be performing later this afternoon.
Where the F is he?
Mike, you're in the middle of the woods.
And I have no idea where he is.
In the middle of the night, going to his aunt's house on the other side of the forest. And now he's gone?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So when you say, where are you? You have to believe that possibly he'll go, oh, I'm over here. I'll be back in a second. You have to wait and hear. He's not there. Now what do I do? Now what do I do? Now what do I do? You got it?
Yes.
Okay, great. So,
should it from me thought?
From the, yes, that is where you should do it from. Thanks.
Me thought a serpent in my heart away, and you set smile as cruel prey.
Lysander? What removed? Lysander, Lord? What out of hearing? God, no sound, no word? Alack, where are you? Speak, and if you hear, speak of all loves. I almost do swoon with fear. No? Then I will perceive that you are not nigh. Either death or you, I'll find immediately.
That was better. Yeah, awesome.
We watched the director working with her students for a while, and then we moved to an adjoining room to meet four young actors who are part of this program, and with Marcus Kidd, who's the education director for Everyman Theater. The students were preparing for their role in Midsummer Night's Dream, in a program that puts them through a really tough professional course of work for the entire summer. I spoke with them about the intensive, the world of acting, and the importance of arts in young people's lives.
I will not stay thy questions. Let me go! Or if thou follow me, do not believe, but I shall do thee mischief in the wood!
In the temple, in the town, the field, you do me mischief. Fie, Demetrius. Your wrongs do set a scandal on my sex. We cannot fight for love as men may do. We should be wooed, and we're not made to woo. I'll follow thee and make a heaven of hell to die upon the hand I love so well.
Fare thee well, nymph. Ere he do leave this grove, thou shalt fly him, and he shall seek thy love. Hast thou the flower there? Welcome, wanderer.
Aye, there.
And I pray thee give it me. I know a bank where the wild thyme blows, where oxlips and the nodding violet grows. There sleeps Titania some time of the night, and with the juice of this I'll streak her eyes and make her full of hateful fantasies. Take thou some of it, and seek through the grove. A sweet Athenian lady is in love with a disdainful youth. Anoint his eyes, but do it when the next thing he espies may be the lady. Thou shalt know the man by the Athenian garments he hath on. And look thou meet me ere the first cock crow.
Fear not, my lord, your servant shall do so.
Well, pretty good.
So, first of all, your names.
Hi, I'm Nick Colantuono.
I'm Jacob Reitzik.
I'm Jennifer Krasudek.
I'm Alicia Stith.
Now, where do y'all, so you've been in this camp all summer?
Since about a month ago.
So tell me, well, I mean, why are you here? Where'd you all come from?
I was from the Waldorf School of Baltimore. I'm going to be entering eighth grade year. It's mandatory there to put on a play every year. Every class does that. And so this summer I decided to go experience a little more acting. More than I had before because I liked it, and so I wanted to do more of it.
Does that mean you're middle school or high school?
Middle school.
Middle school.
They don't have their high school anymore, right?
Yes, that's
right.
Yeah,
right. When all that happened, it was too bad. It would have been a good idea. Where do you go to school?
I'm going into Baltimore City College for ninth grade.
Cool.
I go to Western.
There now?
Yeah, my last year. Year. So.
Which year?
Last year, senior year.
Oh, right.
So, I mean, what? So, talk about this intensive program in theater, Everyman. What has it been like being here? What happens?
Well, we take three. I'll call them main courses, I guess. So it's voice, acting, and then movement. And so, I mean, every year has kind of been different for me. Like, last year, we had Sabrina Mandel. So she did, like, clown type of stuff for mm-hmm. movement. And then the year before, we had Marcus. And we kind of just, like, we played Hunter a lot. But we did, like, a lot of, I don't really know what to call it, but it was movement stuff. And then this year we had Emma Jaster, which she did some clown stuff. She did Tai Chi. Her stuff was probably the hardest physically mm-hmm. because they all were demanding, but hers was, I don't know. It was just hard. Demanding. Yeah. So, yeah.
This is your first time in theater.
Yeah.
So why?
Well, I've been going to plays for my entire life, and I've always kind of wanted to act. I guess I've been scared to, so I decided that I would this summer, and I really like it. So, yeah.
Did you have to audition, or you just come?
No, you can just come here, and yeah.
So what do you think of acting? What do you think of theater now that you've been in the thick of it rather than seeing an audience watching it?
I definitely love it even more.
What do you love about it?
What I love about theater?
About doing it, about acting.
About
what do you love
doing
about
it? I guess I like how you have to become another character, and you really have to kind of think like them and, I guess, feel like their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though that kind of stuff isn't happening to you in real life, and you really have to, like, become the character kind of while you're up there. So I like that aspect of it.
That's it. That is it. That is it. That is it. That's exactly it. So what about you? You said you're going from your middle school and going to high school next year?
I have one more year of middle school left. Right. So I guess technically I'm not supposed to be here in the high school. But
who cares about technical?
Yeah. So, questions?
The question is question? Questions? Yeah. But you came here because you have to do a play at Waldorf and wanted to get some acting skills inside before you did it?
That was definitely a piece of it. In eighth grade year, the play is much more intense. It's like we pretty much spend a week just shut in, just only doing the play. So, yeah, that was definitely a piece of it. I wanted to get a little more experience before that. But also, I just feel like Waldorf, I mean, we don't have, like, specific directors. We don't have, like, really trained. I mean, I'm not, like, saying it's bad, but just I wanted to, like, get some instruction from people who do this for a living. And
right.
So,
do you know what you're going to do next year?
What play?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't. That's still up in the air.
Midsummer Night's Dream.
It's been done. It was done 8 years ago.
What was that?
Midsummer.
At Waldorf.
It was done 8 years ago. By
it's
the
good play.
Year.
I mean, it's a fun thing to do. We all have great characters, but I mean, Puck is a lot of fun. A lot of energy in Puck. It takes a lot of energy to do that. And you go to school for the arts now?
Yeah, I'm about to enter my sophomore year. Yep. And I guess I came here because I got through my freshman year at BSA, and I loved it. And I really do love theater, but I wanted to sort of see what other kind of instruction I could receive, like other techniques to kind of get me to the same ends. And what I've found is that it's most of the stuff here is work with opening yourself to the things around you that may or may not exist,
mm-hmm.
and just accepting them and allowing them to affect you. And while that was a big part of the stuff at BSA, it's even bigger here, and that kind of focus on it has really helped me.
So I'm curious what you think about the theater does to you, whether you... I mean, do all of you want to be actors?
Yeah, well,
That's a yes.
Yeah.
All of you want to be actors?
Not sure.
That's not super high on my list, but I would consider it if I ended up pursuing it further.
So what do you think beyond just thinking about being an actor, about that as an idea, as a way of living a life, which is a tough way to live a life, but a good way to live a life, what do you think theater does for you? What does theater do for people your age, for human beings, if they're in it, whether they want to be actors or not, what does theater mean for you all?
I think it's a really, really great way to just be. Like, I know Marcus has been telling us and making us, like, kind of waking us up, like, just in society, there's a certain way that we have to act, right, to look cool. And then, you know, here you can just be, like, you're free to be however you want. You can be something crazy that you would never, ever want to go showing off to your friends or something like that. And so, yeah, you can just, it's totally free and it's totally open. And I think that, yeah, I think it's really helpful to just youth in general, because I think that people don't usually get that kind of chance.
This is like a non-judgmental space.
Yes, that's right.
You, like, kind of channel your emotions into it, but you're a different character. So, I mean, I guess you can kind of experiment with different ways of being, kind of. And mm-hmm. I guess I can follow you, like, out of the theater, too. And, yeah, I think that, I don't really know how to describe it, but I think it has been, like, you know, helpful outside of...
For you, inside.
Yeah. And, yeah, I think that, like, you know, everyone should do, like, some kind of performing art, because, like, you know, it's awesome, it's fun, like, I love it, it's wonderful, so, yeah.
Well, now that you said that, let me just jump into different things, what you just said. I mean, do you think that, what do you think the difference would be if, like, in the schools you're in, like, say, Western, which can be a pretty kind of straight, you know, are you dressed right and all that kind of stuff, it goes on sometimes in Western, right? Because each school has its own kind of social character and being. If all the students had to kind of, were in art, were in theater, that was part of a daily part of existence, how do you think it would change things?
I think it would make people more open in general. Like, you become... For me, like, I watch people now. Like, I feel kind of creepy. Yeah.
Right?
So, I mean, it just makes you more aware of things. And I feel like people wouldn't be in a shell as much. Like, I don't know. It just makes you more open in general.
Yeah. What do you all think?
I mean, at Waldorf, it's part of the curriculum.
Right. Waldorf's a very different kind of place.
Yes, extremely. Just, I don't know, noticing the way Waldorf kids interact with each other compared to, I don't know, when I just see other people who I don't believe go to Waldorf. I don't know, I think that there's something different about the way we talk to each other. It's not, like, we feel like we can say more, we can be more honest. We can say more of what we're feeling, and I don't know if that's directly related to the arts, but I think that there probably is some connection there.
Well, in your case, going to Waldorf, I mean, Waldorf, since it's based in the arts and not in academics, as soon as you walk through the door as a little kid, it changes the mindset of how you learn and everything else.
That's right.
My oldest kids were the first kids in Waldorf.
Oh, wow.
And so my grandkids went to Waldorf, too, so I know Waldorf. It's a good, I like it a lot. What about for you? How do you think, if your peers, if they were in the school, how do you think it would alter their way of being and relating?
I know that here... Like Jake kind of said earlier, like, no one really judges each other, even if we do, like, something, like, downright stupid, like, when we're acting. Like, no one will, like, you know, no one will, like, will laugh at each other or something like that, but no one will actually, like, you know, be mean about it. And I think that if everyone did the arts, then, like, you know, people wouldn't be judgmental like that. Like, you know, because we all, like, do the arts in here. Like, none of us are judgmental about any of the crazy, stupid stuff we do, so... I think that, you know, people would be more open to other people in real life if everyone did arts. And I think that people would be more comfortable with expressing themselves, like, how they truly want to, and not, like, being afraid to be judged for that. So, yeah.
Now, your place is really different. I mean, that whole atmosphere, I mean, you probably go to a place that's got probably the most economically and racially integrated school in the entire city because of the arts.
Yeah, that sounds about right. It's and so you get a lot of diversity, and with all the arts, you get a lot of very open, very empathetic people. Like, that's the thing I've noticed most about it, is that they understand that other people do feel that the things you do affect people, and that the things people do affect you, and they're just they're willing to accept it, and they're ready to deal with it. and it's really great. It overwhelms some people. It does, right. Because they're shut away until they finally get to the school, and suddenly there's all this, and they have to be open, tear down those walls that they've spent their whole life building up, and some people have a lot of trouble with it, but in the end, I think it really helps.
It is about, especially in the craft you all are in, it is about tearing down walls and not being afraid to expose yourselves, what's inside, to get somebody else that's not, you don't even know who's in there, out. Now, what about the characters each one of you are doing in this play? How do you relate to your characters you're doing? Who do you think of your characters?
Demetrius. I'm playing him for the first half.
The first half of the play, yes. And then someone else switches.
That's correct. Demetrius as a character, I haven't spent too much time fleshing him out as I have with Flute, but I think that, I don't know, because Demetrius, he kind of has these, the second time you see him, which is when he starts having a whole bunch of lines, is he's being chased by Helena, and he's yelling at her to go away. So that's been my main scene. I'm working with Alicia on that. Alicia's Helena. And we've just been kind of working through that and through Demetrius's actions. And so, in one sense, he could just, like, sprint away. He could just completely go leave her. He could. But he's not doing that. And sometimes he'll be rationally arguing. Sometimes he completely gives up and runs away. And sometimes he threatens her. So he has a lot of different tactics. Like, he'll go all over the place. So I think that he's fairly smart. I mean, he can come up with those arguments, but then at the end he gets fed up and he leaves her. So he's trying to be Mr. Nice Guy, and then he fails.
You're Helena.
Yeah, I think Helena is a lot like a lot of female, like young girls, because I feel like in my probably like 16 ish, but. I feel like probably a lot of teenage girls chase after guys, and they're supposedly in love, and then the guy sees someone who looks better, and because they're young and they don't really have a commitment full on, like, the guy might, like, leave her for another girl. So it's really just, I don't know, it's a lot like teenagers now. But okay, it's like a lot of people think Shakespeare's really untouchable, and it's not real stuff, but it really is.
No, but like, it really is. Yeah, I think it really is. And that's one of the reasons I think Shakespeare is one of those is one of those playwrights you can take them to every almost any culture and setting, and people kind of wrestle with it and buy into it because it just deals with human behavior in ways that other playwrights don't. He's done. Does that. And Puck. Puck. So what do you think of Puck?
Well, Puck is like one of my favorite characters ever. I think the first time I saw Midsummer Night's Dream, like, I was probably a baby, so I've, like, kind of known, like, the whole thing, like, for my entire life. I don't really relate to Puck that much. I have, like, a very different personality than him. He's very kind of lively and energetic, and that's not really my personality, but I think that that's what makes him so fun to play, at least for me. I really like, you know, getting into characters that are, like, really different from you. Like, it was really hard at first, but now I'm, like, having a lot of fun with it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that Puck is awesome, and I enjoy being him a lot.
And you're Oberon, right?
I'm Oberon, and Oberon is he's chauvinistic, attention-seeking. His rage moves the world to global warming, rips holes in the ozone layers, cyclones, tornadoes. He's a really powerful guy with a really weak personality. But he has the capacity to be also a very caring and a very loving person. He and Titania... It's not as obvious so much in his interactions with Puck, but he and Titania, they do have a mutual respect for each other, and while they quarrel over sometimes stupid things, they He's willing, eventually, to work things out. He's willing to change. So I think that's an interesting part of him.
So when is the performance you all have to do? Is when?
Friday.
So how do you feel about it?
I'm nervous, but I'm really, like, I'm excited for it. I can't wait to do it. I've never really been in a play, and it's something I've always wanted to do. So, and I've always wanted to be Puck, too, although I never thought I would end up being Puck, like, ever. So I'm really happy about that.
So you're like half a Puck. Someone else is half a Puck.
Alicia is.
You're half a Puck?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that. Can I hide behind? So you're half a Puck and you're half a Puck.
Yeah.
So which Puck is which?
Which part of Puck do you have?
Oh, she has the first half.
And then like and a little bit at the end.
Yeah.
Very cool. So do you think you two guys approach Puck differently?
I haven't really seen her.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to get up and do mine that much yet.
So. I haven't seen hers, but like I guess seeing how she did her monologue at the beginning, like I think that she will make a really good Puck, so yeah, I don't know if it'll be very similar to mine.
So does that mean you all have two characters each in the play?
I have three. I'm actually a little bit Oberon too.
You've been a little Oberon?
Yeah. At the end. I've seen Nick play Oberon, and no.
We have two Pucks and two Oberons. I like this.
We have three Oberons, actually. Yeah,
three?
Yeah, that's right, three.
The way the program is structured, we start with the monologues, and we focus on those for a week, and then by then we've got an idea of where they all are in terms of what their needs are. Like, we don't like to program everything out because we really want to see the skill set everybody brings, and then we start tailoring the work to the students. So we weren't even convinced that we were going to do more Shakespeare until they all got here and we saw that they were game for it. And then we choose scenes and they work on the scene works. And then so that we don't waste that work, we try to make all those scenes from one play and then push on with the rest of the play. Mm-hmm. And by then, there's always, you know, there's two Lysanders, there's two Demetriuses. So we just follow that and let them work on the play as a chorus from which anybody can step out and do part of the story. So that tends to
be... You're doing scenes from Midsummer's Night's Dream, or are you doing the whole play?
We are doing a very condensed version of the entire play.
Gotcha.
So we cut a lot, but hopefully the whole arc will be intact.
So it'll be only on Friday night?
Friday at 1 o'clock.
PM. Friday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, the afternoon. Yeah.
It's open to the public?
It's invite only, yeah. The public, they can call... if they want.
Well, yeah, this will be knocking on the door because this is coming on Friday.
it is still very much for us. We try to remind them that it is a workshop. It is a time to explore. It is, you know, this week they've been rehearsing with Lise, who is a professional director, and we want them to have that experience. But ultimately, the experience is for them, and we invite their parents and their families and some of our donors and a lot of the staff. So the thing at 1 o'clock. Becomes a celebration of their work.
Gotcha. You know? So your parents will be here as well.
Yep.
Very cool. Maybe we'll be here as well.
Yeah.
I would like to see this. Let's see y'all. And we also spoke with Marcus Kidd, education director at Everyman Theater, about this high school summer acting intensive. And I asked him about the intensive and what he did with the intensive.
I started here, I think it was 2006 that I started, and I was just teaching, so I came in as a movement teacher. And little by little, I got more involved every year. And as time has gone on and hands have changed, you know, I'm actually the director of education now at Everyman. So it is now my job to get this intensive together and carry on the important work that we've been doing. So it gets me excited. I get to pull in teachers who I think are the best, you know, or at the top of their game in terms of the profession. I love hearing that Alicia thought that Emma Jaster's work was the hardest because that was the goal, was to get somebody who's really, really advanced and expose them to that. And what we've always wanted to do when we started designing this program was to give students an alternative, a meaningful alternative to what might be happening at other theater programs, the theater summer programs. I worry that theater for youth tends to be watered down, and I worry that there's a lot of game playing and charades going on, and games are fine as long as it goes to the goal, which is to behave truthfully in the given circumstances. So we throw college-level material at these guys and warn them. Like, we, you know, I think they all get it 2 weeks before they come when we hand out the monologues and say, you come in off book. I think then they know, like, oh, this is not a camp.
This is not your ordinary camp. It's called intensive for a reason.
it really is. And that's what we take them seriously. We expect them to take the work seriously. And, you know, I have this year again, I'm doing a movement component, but I have taught acting. I have taught voice. I have taught any number of things, you know, that were needed throughout the years. So
this last half an hour, as we visited with these students, Nick Calatano, Jacob Reitzik, Alicia Stith, and Jennifer Sudik, just drives home the lesson of the power of the arts in our lives, of the power of the arts in the lives of young people that allows them to become creative and innovative as they grow into adulthood, and how the future of the arts that is accessible to all the people rests on the arts being returned to our schools. And this whole last hour, with the students from The Intersection, their counterparts from Juarez, Mexico, who work with La Dos Caras de la Moneda, and the young people we just heard from who are attending Everyman Theater's high school summer acting intensive, gives us all hope for the future. So thank you for listening today. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Bobby Marvin Holmes, Stephanie Mavronis, and Mark Gunnery. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. For WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.